Hello and welcome to
Ghost Me,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
And Aries. Well, happy Halloween. We watched Dead Alive from 1992, aka Brain Dead. I think Brain Dead's the original title, but I've always known it as Dead Alive because this is one of my favorite movies. I've always held that Lord of the Rings took an amazing horror director away from us because Peter Jackson, once he saw that Lord of the Rings money, was like...
He agrees.
Aries is a fucking Lord of the Rings fan, you little bitch.
There's a lot to say.
I feel like I always get heat for that. I'm honestly not the biggest fan of the Lord of the Rings movies. I guess I'm just not a proper nerd.
I don't know. I'm not really either. And I think we bonded over that, too.
Yeah, it was one of them. But, I mean, he directed... I think he had this style back then where he made these over-the-top, like, hyper-violent, gross-out, cartoon horror movies. Like, I mean, he made Bad Taste and Meet the Feebles. Have you seen those? Mm-mm. They're very weird, very gross. I mean, you can see the evolution from those into Dead Alive. That was, like, his ultimate form. And then he kind of dipped his toes into Hollywood with The Frighteners. Have you seen that? Michael J. Scott?
I don't think so.
With Michael J. Fox. I love The Frighteners too, but that one is definitely... That was when he started getting like Hollywood attention. So that's a more like mainstream type movie. But I compare him to like Sam Raimi, where he also did all these mainstream movies, but you can see there's still that like weird element. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell when it's a Sam Raimi movie. There's always like weird little parts. And even Lord of the Rings, I feel like there are weird little horror parts that are like, oh, there's my Peter Jackson thing, please come back. But for me, Dead Alive is always going to be like peak Peter Jackson. Seriously, this might be my number one favorite horror movie.
Okay.
I love this movie so much. And it's funny because it is such a unique movie. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes.
I've seen this like 20 times. I mean, it's crazy because if you don't know what it is, it's a zombie movie, but it is a very unique take on being a zombie. I mean, it's so funny. We just watched Mads, and then going from Mads to this, it's like also another weird take on a zombie outbreak.
I was thinking that too while we were watching it.
But it's a zombie movie where the virus starts with this weird rat monkey thing that like some colonizers pull out of another country, and like big Green Inferno vibes at the beginning. And it centers on this lead character who lives with his mother, who's like very overbearing, and the virus like spreads into his household. And I don't even know how to summarize. In a lot of ways, it is like a very traditional zombie movie, but everything is just turned up to like 12. And it's like I said, he has this style of making these like very cartoony, over-the-top movies. Because the gore in this is nuts. Even watching it again now, it's like, geez, like I forgot like how much blood and gore is in this movie. But it's so cartoony that it's like, it creates this very unique style. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it does take a bit to get going. The beginning of the movie, you mentioned it felt like extremely dated.
Yeah.
This is like before he got to Hollywood. It definitely, it feels like I remember even watching it back in the day. I was like, how old is this movie? And early on, it's a lot of gags that are very like, I mean, it's like Looney Tunes shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's the level of like cartoonishness to everything. But like halfway through when things really pop off and the zombie shit starts happening, that's when it just goes buck wild. And I think this movie had the record for most blood used in a movie for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was beaten by the Evil Dead remake. And I think now it's one of those things where it's like every year is a new movie beating the record. Like they're just trying to do that at this point.
Yeah.
What was your history with this movie? Because I know you saw it like before we met.
Mm-hmm. I'll say I appreciate this movie way more now than I did when I was like a kid. Yeah.
So does that mean you didn't like it back then?
No, it wasn't that I didn't like it. I think I just really wasn't paying attention to the movie, know? I've seen it like a handful of times throughout my life since then. And every rewatch after that, I don't know what was going on in my kid brain then, but every rewatch after that, this is like special effects, like like a trophy special effects movie because it's just so silly.
Yeah, I think that was because it has been like a decade since I've seen it. And I think what struck me so much now is that I remember it being super over the top and, you know, cartoony. But I was surprised by like how extreme the gore really is in this movie. Like it's definitely a certain level of special effect where it's like it's very realistic while at the same time just going buck wild with like how much blood is in it and everything. And there's a sense of humor to it where it easily could go a different way and become like way more grotesque and horrifying. There's like one specific example I want to give, but I also don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, the movie gets like progressively sillier and more outlandish, which is really great.
I mean, it goes for it in the way that you always want to see with movies like this. Because I think we've seen some stuff recently where it felt like, man, if they just pushed it a little bit more. And this is one where it's like, no, it's pushed all the fucking way. And I think it was a big inspiration to me, and I think it could be for any creator, just the way that, like, it's like I said, in the beginning part, the beginning of the movie is very slow, but when things start moving, I mean, there is no negative space. It is literally just, like, constantly something crazy happening, and it's so frenetic and so fast-paced. It's just unique that it can kind of take the safety off for the whole second half of the movie and make it just so energetic. Like, I don't know how else to describe, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still love it, still holds up. This is definitely a comfort movie. There's something to that old style too, that it just, I don't know, it's instantly like relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, watching these kind of older movies. Like, this is the era for me. I know for you, it's a lot of the more like black and white, like super old stuff. Mm-hmm. This is the era, it's like that 80s, 90s era where there's like this warmth and this softness to everything that just feels very relaxed, you know?
Yeah, this is definitely one of those movies I know I can throw on in the background if I'm drawing or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, it really relaxes me too for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. But that's it. I just want to get to the spoilers. I know you don't got anything else because you always just want to go to spoilers.
Yeah, it was too hard.
Okay. Let's go to spoilers. So I think the story really lends itself to this zaniness because all the characters are so extreme in their archetypes. You know, like the main guy is the super cowardly, you know, just does whatever he's told. You know, that kind of character is very nervous the whole time, even as he's wrangling like all these zombies in his house, you know. And his mom is the very overbearing, like controlling type.
Yeah, very boy mom weirdness
from her. But it's funny that she becomes basically the overall villain as like the first one who gets infected, which by the way, I think that's when the movie really sets up how fucking gross it is, because when you see that weird claymation rat thing biting her,
that was awesome.
it's totally out of left field though, because those effects, like, I guess this was that era when it's like, how the fuck do we do this? It's like, well, I guess we're just doing claymation. Yeah. You know, you're not going to have a little CGI rat in there.
Yeah, but it still looks so cool.
Like, I know. It's stylistically, it's like very unique. I wish we could see more of that now. Like, could you imagine a modern movie if they just threw in like a little claymation character?
I know. That'd be like so that. Fun.
I know.
Switch it up.
But I do like how early on it leans a lot into just how fucking gross it is. Like that, the dinner party when they serve the custard, which I'm sorry, like, I guess that's like a normal, what do you call that?
Pudding, right?
Well, I mean, that's a thing. That's a thing like overseas.
Is it?
Like,
I guess
we eat our pudding at the end of our meal.
I mean, pudding's okay.
I don't know. If someone brought me a bowl of pudding after dinner, I would feel weird. Like, that seems, to me, that feels really strange.
I would feel weird.
Yeah, you know.
No,
It's a weird dessert.
I can see that. Especially the direction this takes, too.
Well, yeah, but in general, I don't know. Especially, like, white pudding. There's something about that that's just really gross. I can't get on board. Maybe I'm being xenophobic. I don't care.
I don't know if pudding really counts. I don't know.
But, like, it's already gross, and then when she She gets like her blood in it and shit. Yeah, it's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it still makes me gag when I watch it. I'd have to like calm myself for a second because I'm like, that is so fucking gross. But yeah, like, I appreciate that the movie can make me want to gag. If well, that makes
know,
sense.
You know, they had so much fun.
Oh yeah, making that because it's so like, disgusting.
Yeah, when you're sitting down trying to be like, how can we gross people out the most? That just seems really fun. This in itself.
That's like ideal, like special effects work. It's just like simply just like just having gross fun. Out stuff. Yeah, yeah, gross, having fun, like. Yeah, there is definitely a lot of brainstorming happening with all of this, and
yeah,
you could I would like to see what didn't make the cut, honestly.
You could tell they had a lot of fun making yeah. that stuff. Because, yeah, all the early stuff, it's like what stood out to me this time, I've always thought the beginning is slow, but there are so many like fun gags mm-hmm. in there still that are really just ridiculous and lean into that like Looney Tunes style. Like even the fact when, you know, the two fucking zombies have a baby together, and which, by the way, there's so many iconic zombies yeah. in this movie. I love that they do that too.
Yeah,
but the fact that right after that he like takes it to the park in a little stroller and is trying like where no one would logically think that's the thing to do.
No,
but it just
but
makes
it's okay.
it is like a Looney Tunes skit, it you know is. It's so funny.
It's very like Three Stooges kind of, yeah. you know, like with all of the like falls and stuff, but like I appreciate it.
Yes. What do they call that kind of comedy? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I feel like I did know.
Me too.
Oh my God. Memory.
What is that? Like the body horror of comedy?
Yeah. I can't remember. I can't remember what it's called. Like I literally like.
No. No research.
No, why? That's. No.
It's very like Charlie Chaplin, yeah, you know, that type of thing, right?
Yes.
Yes. I'm totally fucking lost now. But it does feel like all of that is just building up to like an excuse to have a ton of people in the house. Mm-hmm. And they find a way to do it very quickly with the uncle showing up and wanting part of the inheritance. And then just immediately inviting over to like a party full of
yeah.
people. It's just like, all right, let's bring a whole lot of bodies in here to turn into zombies and really yeah. amp this shit the fuck up. Which is like genius storytelling.
It is.
For a nice little compact story like this.
Yeah. I do love how like stylistic this movie is too, because they have yeah. the like star bokeh, if that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love that you always get like the referencing of the star from the tarot reading throughout the movie through props and through the lighting and stuff, and I think that that's really cool.
Yeah, all the mystical elements too
yeah.
feel like this feels very Peter Jackson from back then is that kind of stuff. Oh, and the thing I was thinking about in the beginning, the part with the nurse when like she basically grabs her head and like flips it backwards and opens her, yeah. her neck up. yeah. Like that's something that like the gore effects are actually very realistic.
Yeah.
And it's just like, holy shit. But they play it up like such a cartoon with the gurgling coming out of yeah. her throat and the constant like head popping back and forth and
yeah.
stuff. Like that's what I'm talking about. It's like, it's so unique to have such extreme gore and then play it in such a comedic mm-hmm. kind of way. And to do that well, where it's effective. And this is probably, it's really like the only one I can think of that does it at this level.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to sum it up, that's really the thing that I love so much about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I think that's goes for me as well, like easily.
Yeah, and things like having the fucking baby zombie and the zombie that is just guts
yeah.
is my favorite thing in this movie. Because they give it like a little face and arms and stuff and it makes like noises and shit. It's like a little creature. It's so cool.
Yeah, this entire movie is really like a comic book brought to life.
Oh, totally.
Which I really love about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And then, you know, the big finale with the lawnmower and the amount of blood. I mean, that's the other thing is like another part that I've always loved when he's like surrounded by all the zombies and he starts trying to run and he's just running in the
yeah.
blood. It's like
yeah.
that's another like Looney Tunes thing, but it's so like grotesque and macabre, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's just to me, that is so fucking cool. And yeah, the finale with the the lawnmower. I think that's where they really got their record holding position.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of blood, because it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. That entire scene is just blood.
Yeah. And even like, so during the big like slaughter scene in the house, I love how it can be really silly and have all this blood. And there's that moment where it just turns into like showing these sinister shots of the zombies, like eating stuff off of the bone.
Yeah.
And it just keeps cutting around, and it makes it really fucking horrifying for like a second before it gets really silly again.
Yeah.
It's just, nobody does it like this.
No.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Peter Jackson, please. Like, he's at the point in his career, he's in retirement now, where he's doing, like, Beatles documentaries and shit like that. And it's like, no, how did you get so old? Come back. Because if he came back, I don't think he would ever be able to do another movie like this, unfortunately. I think that we're just, it's lost to time. Because this has very, like, young director energy. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I hate to say it like that.
I don't know. I mean, I probably would have agreed with you like 5 years ago, but I think right now, like the horror that we're seeing coming out,
yeah, that's
I
true.
Have hope.
I think if he made it with a crew of like the young up and coming, I think, yeah, he could probably still pull it out. But I don't think he would. He had never reason to.
It doesn't always have to be just some young person.
I'm putting all of my hopes into the youths. But I do think, I mean, we see this with directors like Ridley Scott and stuff. Like, he's still a great director, but you can tell when you see Alien versus, like, the big projects he does now. You know, he's not as, like, hungry. You know what I mean? It's like there's something about refining the craft to a certain point where it becomes, like, just super clean.
Yeah.
And relies a lot on budget. I'm not trying to like shit on Ridley Scott, because I'm still a big fan of him as a director. But you know what I mean?
No, I totally see what you mean. There's definitely a grit to like indie, like amateur film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Lord of the Rings. It's okay. But I feel like we have a lot of big up and coming directors now, because 2024 has been so crazy. I guess we could talk about that now, since this is getting posted on Halloween, so it's the end of this whole horror love fest thing. But 2024 has been like a crazy year.
Yeah.
For movies, for horror movies specifically. And now we're hearing like Christopher Nolan wants to make a vampire movie and shit. It's like everybody's getting in on this now.
It's really weird. Like, horror is like super hot right now. Like, everyone.
Yeah.
It's really exploded in a way that, like, well, all of you called us weird for years. You isolated us in this weird corner, you know? And then it's like now everybody wants something to do with horror now.
Yeah. But Dead Alive. I don't know. I don't think I had really anything else to say. Did you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, happy Halloween. So I'm going to take that and insert it in the front, just out of context.
It'll
just say, happy Halloween. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything that we cover. So here's the thing. I'm going to throw this to you.
Okay.
Because if it was up to me, this would be the number one movie.
Okay.
So, do you think it needs to go down? I would not be upset. This is for both of us, you know?
You're talking like I didn't like this movie.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. So, right under it is Alien and The Witch.
I mean, if
you wanted to move it, I think, like, between the two of us, it would make sense.
No, I think that makes sense.
Number one?
Yeah.
You don't got to convince me. Number one on our list. I don't know what could possibly beat this.
I don't know.
And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeats.com. Go ahead and let me know, what's your favorite horror movie? Number one of all time. I want to know. And you can follow us on TikTok and YouTube. Shout out to my TikTok peeps.
Okay. Sorry.
They're not going to hear this part anyway. But yeah, we got a lot of people on TikTok following us. So
yeah,
that's
cool. We're trying
to follow us there.
Yeah, trying to do the social media thing.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It turns out. Bye.